He is on the line right now. He is the head coach for the Texas Longhorns. This is the second time on the Stephen A. Smith Show. Coach Vic Schaefer's in the house. How are you, sir? How's everything?
I'm good, Stephen A. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. Really appreciate you.
Well, first of all, I owe you an apology because, damn it, I was trying to get out there. My schedule has been a nightmare, Coach. I went to Ole Miss. I went to UCLA. I was coming to you. And then, damn it, on two occasions, my schedule changed at the last minute. So I apologize. I was even trying to come near to Phoenix tomorrow night. That's how bad I wanted to see you. Congratulations to you. Second consecutive year in the NCAA, in the Final Four. It's your fourth time in the Final Four because you went twice back-to-back in 2017-18 with Mississippi State. But I'm like, I'm wondering about you right now. How are you feeling? I watched you the other day. You were real emotional talking about this team and what it meant for you guys to be back in the Final Four. Tell us about that, sir. You seemed really emotional about it. Why does this seem so special to you this year compared to all others?
Yeah, it's a great group, Stephen A. It's just, you know, I've really been able to enjoy and have the pure joy of coaching with this group. They, you know, the last 2 months they have really, really evolved and really come of age. And, you know, our maturity, our growth has really been evident to me. And this is why we do what we do, to see the growth and the maturity of young people, both on and off the floor. And, you know, I've had some kids really step up in some leadership roles. And so it's been fun for me, and I am partial to this group. They have absolutely grown, and they play the game the right way, Stephen A. They're tough, they're aggressive, they're physical. They honor the game every day with how they prepare. It's probably the best team I've had that can take a 1 day prep and go execute it. And so it's you know, it's been fun for sure.
Coach, February 12th, you lose to Vanderbilt. And in the aftermath of that game, you said your team had no heart and were probably the softest team I've had in years. Now, obviously, that's a lot different than what you just described your team to be.
Yes, sir.
What disgusted you so much about that loss? And I want to know, what was life like for those players that next day in practice with you after that Vanderbilt loss?
Yeah, so,
put it in perspective.
Yeah, if you go through the whole interview, two things also were said. One, I gave tremendous credit to Vanderbilt. They were so special that night. They played really well. Shea Ralph did a great job, had her team ready. And then two, as I always say, Stephen A., you're either coaching it or you're allowing it. And I was probably as much disappointed in myself for allowing it to get to that point than anything. Because here's the thing. You know, I got crucified by my own media, to be honest with you,
wow,
a little bit after that. But here's the thing. I have the privilege of seeing and knowing what y'all don't know. I see it every day. And so, for me, at that moment, I was so disappointed. I take such great pride in who we are, you know, what we do and how we do it. And that night just was not a good night. And so, again, I said that night, I'll fix it. Because, again, I'm accountable. I'm responsible for it. Like I said, you're either coaching it or allowing it. And so it was really, I was disappointed in myself as much as anything. And I took the accountability piece to heart. And the next day in practice, Stephen A., was really good. It's exactly what I thought I'd see. First of all, Madison Booker stepped up. Her voice was resonating in our practice gym. It was everywhere all day long. And Rory's kind of been, you know, she's a fifth-year senior. I've been really trying to get Maddie to be more of that leader, to be more of a vocal leader. She's always been a tremendous hard worker and leader by example. But I've really been putting it on her to, hey, it's time to step up and assume some leadership role as well. And, man, that next day, She was all that and then some. And that's exactly what you want to see. You want to see your kids really respond and be accountable. And man, since that day, these kids have been nothing short of everything a coach would want. And they always have. They're great kids. I mean, again, that night just wasn't our night. And I was so disheartened by the whole thing. And, you know, Stephen A., you learn something about, you know, I feel like I'm really in tune with my kids. But that after that night, I think we all got a lot closer. I learned a little bit more about my team. They knew, they've always known how passionate I am, but they learned a little even that night, after that night, how much this, you know, Stephen A., when what we do, I know you're really invested and you're passionate about your job and what you do, but, you know, for me as a coach, you know I'm not their world, but they are mine. And you know, while coaching is what I do, it really is who I am. And I want them to succeed and be so successful. And that's why I'm so proud of them and so happy that they're where they are today here at the Final Four. There's not a person on this earth that is more proud of them, is happy for them, because I see how hard they work every day. And that's what's so special about this group.
We're talking to head coach Vic Schaefer from the Texas Longhorns right here on Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, the man that led Mississippi State to back-to-back NCAA championship games in 2017, 2018, the man that has led his team to the Elite Eight or better in eight of the last nine NCAA tournaments, 179-39 in six seasons at Texas, 82% of his games. And oh, by the way, since calling your team soft, here's what you want. You want what you got in return. 12 consecutive wins by an average of 26.5 points. That's what the hell you've been doing. But you're about to go up against the UCLA Bruins. And the interesting part about it is that they've won about 35 games this year, so they've got one blemish on their record. One. And that was against you guys. They're looking to make amends for that. Talk to me about UCLA for a second, what you've seen from them, and what you guys are going to need to do in order to knock them off.
Yeah, just
to get to the national championship
game. For sure. Just tremendous respect and admiration for Coach Close and her program and the consistency and the level that they went at year in and year out. And, you know, we've scrimmaged them in a closed door scrimmage a few times over the years, both at Mississippi State and here at Texas. And obviously we played them back in November, and man, Stephen A., that seems like a year ago. You know, that seems like last year's team is so long ago. Right. And so, you know, again, they have, you know what, since that day, they have fixed it and they have won, and they have won in dominating fashion. And done it over the course of the entire season. I mean, they've been challenged literally one time in one, beat Michigan at Michigan 69-66. Other than that, everything has been by double digits. And so, again, great, obviously great players, big time inside, you know, they got the inside player, the aircraft carrier, as I call them, inside in Betts, and of course Kiki Rice, a veteran. It's an older team. It's a veteran team. I mean, we're going against you know, a very, very old team. Neepkins, who can shoot it from anywhere across half court. And so we know we've got our work cut out for us. We obviously have a little experience, but it was a long time ago. And so we'll have to play really, really well. We'll have to guard them you know, a specific way, because they have so many weapons that can hurt you. And at the same time, we've got to be able offensively to attack, because, you know, Betts controls so much in that lane. And so it's a big challenge for us, no question.
Coach, I got to throw this at you, because you guys are something special, no doubt about it, okay? And you deserve all the credit in the world. And I'm thinking about the physical brand of basketball you guys are known to play. And I'm looking at a person like Lauren Betts, who obviously is sensational in her own right. Last year, UCLA didn't have perimeter shooting. This year, they think they've addressed that. with Kanikins and obviously Walker as well. I'm looking at them, though. Your physical brand of basketball, they pride themselves on movement and efficiency, and I think it's going to be a really, really tough matchup. What I marvel at, however, is the fact that y'all have been able to win so many basketball games. And your people, the one thing they say about y'all is y'all don't shoot three-point shots. Y'all really, that's not y'all claim to fame. Do you think that that is the kind of thing that's going to work in a Final Four game against a team like UCLA? How are you going to be able to beat a team like that if you're not prolific from three-point range, at least to some degree? Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I can. I think we have plenty of three-point weapons. I think that we've had games this year where we've made 10 and 11, and then we've had some games where we've made three. And, again, I think our kids are really good at taking what you give us. And, I think for us, we do have size inside. I've got my two-headed monster, as well. And great point guard play. Obviously, Madison Booker is really special and an All-American in everybody's book. So I think what we do is we take what you give us. And I have a lot of confidence in our ability to make shots. We've been able to make critical threes when we need to. And I got a lot of confidence in this team. Trust me. In this stretch, we've had a lot of teams try to zone us, and it just don't work.
Coach, everybody's been talking about UConn, 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 and they're on a 54-game winning streak. They're the reigning defending national champions. You're obviously no slouch. You've been to four Final Fours, for crying out loud. You're knocking at the door, no doubt about that. What is it like to be as good as you are, to know UCLA, the South Carolinas of the world led by Dawn Staley, is as good as they are? But everybody's talking about UConn, UConn, UConn. What is that like for an opposing coach and an opposing team?
Well, I certainly think, obviously, Coach Ariyama's his record speaks for itself. His teams have always been are always so good, and he always has great players. I know that for me and Coach Staley, we feel like we live in the Southeastern Conference, and we have a 16-game rivalry schedule that we just beat the dog out of each other every night. And our league is tough. It is aggressive. It is physical. We have so many great, great coaches and great players in our league. If you can ever get to this point, your league prepares you for what you're fixing to see. But, again, I know Dawn and I both, we've played Connecticut over the years in non-conference. And I know that Dawn and UCLA have played in the regular season. We've played, UCLA in closed door scrimmages. So I think we all are pretty familiar with each other. And again, I think each of us, our record speaks for itself. Our experience and our leagues speak for themselves. And we all would agree. We all have some really special young ladies that play this game and play it at an incredibly high level. So I think each and every one of us have tremendous respect and admiration for the other.
Last question for you. If you win the national championship, you get past UCLA, you get past UConn or South Carolina, it would be your first national title. It would also be the first for the Longhorns since 1986. What would that mean to you?
Well, I would be so happy for my players. I see them every day. I see how hard they work. I see their growth and maturity each and every day. And this is a real special group, Stephen A. These are some great, great kids. They come from incredible families. And, for me as a coach, they are why I do what I do. And, so I would be so happy for them. I've been doing this a while, 41 years, and have had lots of great experiences. I actually, was fortunate enough to be a part of a national championship team in 2011 as an assistant. And, yes. God put me on this earth to, in my mind to have a chance to make an impact on young people's lives. And I've been so blessed to have that opportunity at the University of Texas. This is why, you know, this is what that place is all about. It's about elite. It's about winning championships. And so, again, for me, I'd just be so happy for my players because I love them. They mean the world to me, and I know how invested and how hard they work each and every day. And it'd be a real blessing that the good Lord would put upon us. That's for sure.
Coach, keep doing big things, man. You've had an illustrious career. It's a big-time challenge ahead of you, no doubt about
it.
No doubt. But you've earned the right to be in this position, representing a great, great school. I've been down to Texas a couple of times. I love it down in Austin, Texas. It's real fly down there. I like it a lot, and I love what you're doing. All the best to you. I will be watching, and I hope to see you real soon. You take care of yourself, all right?
All right, Stephen A., thank you. Praise the Lord and hook 'em horns. Thank you.